This is Standing Watch. And now, evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. In this special program today, I'd like to address three aspects of something that goes together. First, I'd like to talk about dangerous developments in Germany in response to the ISIS activities, which also are being misunderstood. And then finally, I want to talk about the reaction of both the Catholic and the Protestant Lutheran Church towards those activities, which are likewise not in accordance with the Bible. Now, first, when it talks about Germany, let me, coming from Germany myself originally, tell you that I am seeing very dangerous developments over there, in a sense unparalleled to what has been going on before, but these are developments which lead towards fulfilled prophecy, as you can find them, these prophetic events described in the Bible. Now, on September 12, 2014, Deutsche Welle reported this. Germany has banned the extremist group Islamic State, IS. Interior Minister Thomas de Maizière used a press conference in Berlin on Friday to announce the measure, saying the ban has immediately been in effect. De Maizière said the ban applied to any activities linked to the self-proclaimed IS, including taking part in demonstrations or supporting the group through social media. It also included the wearing or display of IS symbols or collecting donations in the group's name. And the local added on September 12 that also this ban includes the flying of the ISIS flag, wearing ISIS symbols, and all ISIS activities. The move will also ban donations to the group, recruiting fighters, holding ISIS meetings, and distributing its propaganda. It goes on to say that this ban, however, does not mean ISIS has been outlawed as a foreign terrorist organization, as a court judgment is needed to do that. And according to Bild Online, the ban has reference to any activities on the internet, Facebook, or Twitter, and the passing on of any sympathetic information about ISIS, except in an, quote, objective, non-sympathetic way for the purpose of reporting. Any violation can be fined or violators can be imprisoned for up to 2 years. The Welt Online added that the prohibition is based on Germany's law for associations, or Vereinsgesetz, banning foreign organizations which are active in Germany without the evidence of judicially provable structures, as it's worded, or in German, if you understand German, gerichtsfest nachweisbare Strukturen. Now, nobody knows what that means. This term is totally ambiguous and totally subject to and open to manifold interpretations. Der Stern Online wrote that Interior Minister Thomas de Maizière made the following announcement on Friday morning, and I quote, "As Interior Minister, I hereby prohibit, with immediate effect, all activities of the terror group ICE or ISIS in Germany." Der Spiegel Online wrote that because ISIS has not been ruled to be a terrorist organization, de Maizière had to use the roundabout way, they say, of the German law for associations or Vereinsgesetz to prohibit ISIS and its activities. Now, nobody in his right mind should in any way be sympathetic towards ISIS. It's a terrorist organization. It's a murderous group. Of course, they just killed another British citizen. I mean, these people are, in my mind, demonically influenced, if not possessed. So I, in no way, no stretch of the imagination, am I taking a position sympathetic to them whatsoever. They are evil monsters, as David Cameron rightly put. That's not my concern. My concern is, however, how Germany went about it. In a roundabout way, in a dictatorial, autocratic way, which is a dangerous precedent for further developments to come. Because today, It's ISIS. What is it tomorrow? What is it the day after tomorrow? Now, Mr. de Maizière is a very controversial figure to begin with. There are different developments which have taken place, and I don't know whether you've heard about the drone debacle which happened last year, and everybody thought that he would have to resign, he would have to step down, but somehow he survived. At the time, Business Daily, Handelsblatt, wrote, de Maizière, responsible for the chaos in the defense ministry, by that time he was defense minister, was not forced to admit that his portfolio is a state within the state, but he did have to come clean about the fact that there are many areas that operate in the shadows and that are almost autocratic. And now again, Mr. de Maizière has shown complete and total autocratic conduct, something you might be used to in Russia, in China, in North Korea, something which you shouldn't be used to in a practical Western democracy. Now, die Berliner Zeitung wrote at the time, by the end of 2013, there are two possible conclusions to draw. Either the minister is lying, talking about de Maizière, or the defense ministry does indeed have its own agenda, and de Maizière was unable to get it under control. Both versions are unsettling, and neither is complimentary of the minister. That's problem number one, leading towards something very interesting, something which is being described in our free booklet, Germany in Prophecy. Another booklet we like to offer to you, free for the asking, Europe in Prophecy. These booklets show you from the Bible that you can expect a total autocratic system developing in Europe under German leadership. And a person called the Beast, or the King of the North, is going to arrive on the world scene, a person of German descent, who will then be the autocratic leader of that final revival, as the Bible calls it, of the ancient Roman Empire. But it's also important that we understand ISIS, because what we see in Germany now, what we see in the Western world, is a reaction to ISIS. And of course, most people don't understand what ISIS is all about. For instance, Times of Israel wrote on September 11 that President Obama made the following remarks. Now, let's make two things clear. ISIL, he calls it ISIL, is not Islamic. And the article goes on to say, his statement about ISIL is, or not being Islamic, and Islam being a religion that rejects the killing of innocents, is rather strange for someone who was raised as a Muslim. That's because the Quran contains 109 verses that call upon Muslims to wage war against innocent non-believers. And then they quote in this article all these verses in a link. And they say in here that one of these verses clearly shows that ISIL's recent beheadings, crucifixions, and other atrocities are based on the Holy Book of Islam. And BBC News wrote on September 14 that David Cameron said that ISIL or ISIS or IS, they're not Muslims, they're monsters. And he apparently also said that Islam is a religion of peace. And he is wrong when it comes to the Islam being a religion of peace, according to what the Quran says. They are most certainly a bunch of monsters, I have no question about that. But they are a group, maybe at the fringes of Islam, but still within the concept of Islam. And that's what needs to be understood, if you want to get a clear picture on what ISIS is all about. Now, the third aspect I'd like to address today has to do with the fact that the Protestant and the Catholic Church are pretty much inconsistent and divided in how to respond to dangers like that. Should we go and fight in war? Now, we have a free booklet, Should You Fight in War? And this booklet shows you that if you go by what the Bible teaches, not what Christianity, insofar as traditional Christianity might be teaching, is concerned, but what the Bible teaches, the answer is, for a Christian, absolutely no. No way. No way can a true Christian fight in war. That is not, however, the position of both the Roman Catholic and the Protestant Church, even though Reuters reported on September 13 that Pope Francis made some interesting remarks. It says in here that Pope Francis said that we are already within the Third World War, World War III. He goes on to say is that war is madness, war is irrational, its only plan is to bring destruction, it seeks to grow by destroying, greed, intolerance, the lust for power. These motives underline the decision to go to war, and they are often justified by an ideology, he said, and he is absolutely correct when it comes to those statements. But then, as Reuters rightly pointed out, last month, the Pope said it would be legitimate for the international community to use force to stop unjust aggression by Islamic State militants. And that is pretty much inconsistent, right? Because that kind of justifies a quote-unquote justified war. And there is nothing in the eyes of God when it comes to man talking about a justified war. There's nothing in the Bible about that. Now, it gets worse when you listen to the Protestant concept, because Die Welt reported on September 13 that German Protestant military pastor Pascal Kober advocated war, stating that non-action was tantamount to the people in the parable of the merciful Samaritan who refused to help the man who had fallen under the robbers. He added that the hope for a better future required to act for a better future, which included the necessary action causing sin. Something, he said, Martin Luther totally understood. Well, whatever Martin Luther understood, he was wrong. To bring about an action causing sin is always wrong in the eyes of God. That is why you should not fight in war. That is why the Bible prohibits you, if you want to be a true Christian, to fight in war. But that is the reaction, the quote-unquote, humanly speaking, understandable reaction. That is what we are seeing in Germany. That is what we are seeing now when it comes even to the big Christian churches. And that is what we are seeing when we are looking at ISIL as something apart from Islam. All of that goes together. All of that is wrong in the eyes of God, but it's a prophetic development, which is, in fact, prophesied in your word, the Bible. Europe in prophecy, Germany in prophecy, should you fight in war? These three booklets you can ask free of charge, and we will be happy to send them to you. And I would encourage you strongly to do that. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.